This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. Is it very cold outside? 2. I have finally got my visa to travel overseas. 3. Can we see if we can get there by bus? 4. What colour do you think you will have? 5. What time is your friend arriving? 6. I really enjoyed my weekend away. 7. I am not sure when I should apply for college. 8. Shall we go to London next week? 9. I need to buy a new coat. 10. I feel much better today. Now listen to the sentences again. 1. Is it very cold outside? 2. I have finally got my visa to travel overseas. 3. Can we see if we can get there by bus? 4. What colour do you think you will have? 5. What time is your friend arriving? 6. I really enjoyed my weekend away. 7. I am not sure when I should apply for college. 8. Shall we go to London next week? 9. I need to buy a new coat. 10. I feel much better today. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Today, I'm going to tell you how to make a chocolate cake.
So what should we do first, Amy?
The first step is to weigh the ingredients carefully. This is important when making a cake because if you do not weigh everything carefully, your cake will not bake well and could be very flat and very heavy.
That is great advice, Amy. And what do we do next?
Then sift the flour and the cocoa powder and put the sifted flour and cocoa powder together in a large bowl. Next, add the baking powder. Instead of just dumping it in, pinch the baking powder between your fingers. This removes any lumps and ensures a smoother batter. Now, mix all of these ingredients together. When measuring liquid ingredients, always use a glass measuring cup. This means you can make sure you have exactly the right amount. Add the vanilla, milk, oil, and eggs to the dry ingredients.
A busy part of the cake-making process, then. How should we mix the ingredients?
The best way to mix together the cake batter is with an electric hand mixer. If you do not have one, you can use a whisk instead, but don't use a fork, as it will not mix it enough. Beat the cake batter until all of the lumps are gone and it is completely smooth. Now, put the mix in a greased cake tin.
And I guess the next stage is the cooking.
Yes. Put the cake in the oven and bake it until you can stick in a fork and it comes out clean. The baking time will vary depending on the size of the cake tin. Start checking on the cake after about 25 minutes. Let the cake cool before removing it from the cake tin, and if you want a layer cake, slice it in two using a long bread knife.
And next comes the tasting. Thank you so much, Amy. Now listen to the conversation again.
Today, I'm going to tell you how to make a chocolate cake.
So what should we do first, Amy?
The first step is to weigh the ingredients carefully. This is important when making a cake, because if you do not weigh everything carefully, your cake will not bake well and could be very flat and very heavy.
That is great advice, Amy. And what do we do next?
Then sift the flour and the cocoa powder and put the sifted flour and cocoa powder together in a large bowl. Next, add the baking powder. Instead of just dumping it in, pinch the baking powder between your fingers. This removes any lumps and ensures a smoother batter. Now, mix all of these ingredients together. When measuring liquid ingredients, always use a glass measuring cup. This means you can make sure you have exactly the right amount. Add the vanilla, milk, oil, and eggs to the dry ingredients.
A busy part of the cake-making process, then. How should we mix the ingredients?
The best way to mix together the cake batter is with an electric hand mixer. If you do not have one, you can use a whisk instead, but don't use a fork, as it will not mix it enough. Beat the cake batter until all of the lumps are gone and it is completely smooth. Now, put the mix in a greased cake tin.
And I guess the next stage is the cooking.
Yes. Put the cake in the oven and bake it until you can stick in a fork and it comes out clean. The baking time will vary depending on the size of the cake tin. Start checking on the cake after about 25 minutes. Let the cake cool before removing it from the cake tin, and if you want a layer cake, slice it in two using a long bread knife.
And next comes the tasting. Thank you so much, Amy. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hello, Heidi. Have you come to talk about how you would like your hair to be on your wedding day?
Yes, I have. I'm really not sure how I want it, so I'm looking for advice.
How many weeks do we have until you get married?
6 weeks. It has come round so quickly. It seemed ages away when we first decided on the date. It was 18 months. The first 6 months went slowly.
OK, so it will grow a tiny bit before then. It does not need a cut now, does it? But what about colour?
No, the cut is fine. And it needs length for how I think I want it to look. But the colour... Oh, dear. I stupidly went to a salon in the High Street. They had an offer on, and I'm saving for the wedding, so I went there. They were terrible. The colour, as you can see, is horrible and faded, only days after it was done. And it is not cheap either.
So you need the colour adding too?
Yes, please. But matching the colours might be difficult. I'm not sure if they use the same brands as you do.
It will be fine. I will get the colour chart now. What about Joe? What is he doing with his hair? I cut it regularly for him.
Joe is going to have it as he does normally. He never really bothers with specific styles and never with colour.
OK, let me get the chart. Would you like a tea or coffee or a fruit tea?
Yes, please, a fruit tea. What flavours do you have?
Raspberry, blackcurrant, strawberry, but no lemon left, I'm afraid.
Strawberry, please. That sounds nice.
I won't be a minute. Sally, please can you make Heidi a strawberry fruit tea?
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, Heidi. Have you come to talk about how you would like your hair to be on your wedding day?
Yes, I have. I'm really not sure how I want it, so I'm looking for advice.
How many weeks do we have until you get married?
6 weeks. It has come round so quickly. It seemed ages away when we first decided on the date. It was 18 months. The first 6 months went slowly.
OK, so it will grow a tiny bit before then. It does not need a cut now, does it? But what about colour?
No, the cut is fine. And it needs length for how I think I want it to look. But the colour... Oh, dear. I stupidly went to a salon in the High Street. They had an offer on, and I'm saving for the wedding, so I went there. They were terrible. The colour, as you can see, is horrible and faded, only days after it was done. And it is not cheap either.
So you need the colour adding too?
Yes, please. But matching the colours might be difficult. I'm not sure if they use the same brands as you do.
It will be fine. I will get the colour chart now. What about Joe? What is he doing with his hair? I cut it regularly for him.
Joe is going to have it as he does normally. He never really bothers with specific styles and never with colour.
OK, let me get the chart. Would you like a tea or coffee or a fruit tea?
Yes, please, a fruit tea. What flavours do you have?
Raspberry, blackcurrant, strawberry, but no lemon left, I'm afraid.
Strawberry, please. That sounds nice.
I won't be a minute. Sally, please can you make Heidi a strawberry fruit tea?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You'll hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. The London Underground. There are great changes taking place on the Underground. The first part of the London Underground was the Metropolitan Railway, opened between Paddington and Farringdon, serving 6 stations, and was opened in 1863. Since then, the underground network, also known as the Tube, has grown to 270 stations and 11 lines covering London's suburbs and beyond. It wasn't until 1968 that the first new line across central London for more than 60 years, the Victoria Line, opened, followed in 1979 by the Jubilee Line. In 1999, the Jubilee Line was extended to London's Docklands, supporting regeneration and the growth of the Canary Wharf business district. In 2003, Transport for London took ownership of the London Underground. For the past decade, they have been implementing a comprehensive tube improvement plan. This has involved refurbishing stations, upgrading lines to provide faster, more frequent and more reliable services, installing step-free access at many locations and entirely rebuilding some central London stations that have become too small to deal with the number of people passing through every day. The Tube Improvement Plan has many years still to run, but the extra services and journeys it has provided are greatly needed. For example, in 2013-14, 1.265 billion journeys were made, almost 2.5 times the 0.498 billion journeys made in 1982. Now listen to the broadcasts again. The London Underground. There are great changes taking place on the Underground. The first part of the London Underground was the Metropolitan Railway, opened between Paddington and Farringdon, serving 6 stations, and was opened in 1863. Since then, the underground network, also known as the Tube, has grown to 270 stations and 11 lines covering London's suburbs and beyond. It wasn't until 1968 that the first new line across central London for more than 60 years, the Victoria Line, opened, followed in 1979 by the Jubilee Line. In 1999, the Jubilee Line was extended to London's Docklands, supporting regeneration and the growth of the Canary Wharf Business District. In 2003, Transport for London took ownership of the London Underground. For the past decade, they have been implementing a comprehensive tube improvement plan. This has involved refurbishing stations, upgrading lines to provide faster, more frequent and more reliable services, installing step-free access at many locations and entirely rebuilding some central London stations that have become too small to deal with the number of people passing through every day. The Tube Improvement Plan has many years still to run, but the extra services and journeys it has provided are greatly needed. For example, in 2013-14, 1.265 billion journeys were made, almost 2.5 times the 0.498 billion journeys made in 1982. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Solar eclipse. In March 2015, millions of people in the UK and Northern Europe saw the best solar eclipse for many years. A huge band of the Earth's surface was plunged into darkness as the moon came between us and the sun. People keen to catch a glimpse of the rare occurrence were advised not to look directly at it. Looking directly at the sun can cause serious harm, and sky watchers were given advice about the many safe ways they can watch an eclipse safely and in comfort. In all parts of the UK, the eclipse reached at least 83%, with the darkness peaking at about 9:35 GMT. The precise timing and degree of the eclipse varied with location. For the Shetland Islands, the eclipse was at its height at 9:43 GMT and was very near total, with 97% of the sun's disk obscured by the moon. For those caught under cloudy skies, the internet was a good option to see the eclipse. Scientific agencies had planes and even satellites gathering video to relay on the web and on television. Next year, there will be a total solar eclipse, but this will be on the 9th of March and will cross Sumatra, Borneo, Sulawesi, and extend out over the Pacific. The UK will not experience a solar eclipse on this scale again until 2026. Now listen to the broadcast again. Solar eclipse. In March 2015, millions of people in the UK and Northern Europe saw the best solar eclipse for many years. A huge band of the Earth's surface was plunged into darkness as the moon came between us and the sun. People keen to catch a glimpse of the rare occurrence were advised not to look directly at it. Looking directly at the sun can cause serious harm, and sky watchers were given advice about the many safe ways they can watch an eclipse safely and in comfort. In all parts of the UK, the eclipse reached at least 83%, with the darkness peaking at about 9:35 GMT. The precise timing and degree of the eclipse varied with location. For the Shetland Islands, the eclipse was at its height at 9:43 GMT and was very near total, with 97% of the sun's disk obscured by the moon. For those caught under cloudy skies, the internet was a good option to see the eclipse. Scientific agencies had planes and even satellites gathering video to relay on the web and on television. Next year, there will be a total solar eclipse, but this will be on the 9th of March and will cross Sumatra, Borneo, Sulawesi and extend out over the Pacific. The UK will not experience a solar eclipse on this scale again until 2026. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.